You know, I think that their philosophy has always been to get the ball out. You know, and I think that scheme-wise, it's not much different, you know, with the different coordinators, but they're still effective as far as I could see. And, you know, obviously they had the two losses in a row, but I thought that they played very well and have continued causing turnovers.
Sure. Obviously, you guys don't want to turn the ball over ever, right. But is it a greater emphasis on that in practice this week?
Yeah. And it always is. I think even if whoever we were playing, we've obviously turned the ball over more than we should have probably for a whole season. You know, I think we've gone a season turning the ball over fewer times. So that's always a point of emphasis, and I think even more so this week, sure, because of the type of players that they are over there and the fact that they have made a have a reputation for causing turnovers.
All right. You know, early in the game this past Sunday, you guys got two good runs, one for a touchdown, you got the 7-yard run before, you know, with Brandon. And then, obviously, David goes out hurt, and the running game kind of stalled.
Right.
Is that because it was not David and it was Brandon, or it was just things that they were adjustments that were made?
No, I think Brandon had a few good runs in there as well. I think it's just goes back. You know, I've been saying this now. Seems like way too long. It's just the consistency. You know, I think we need to cut out those negative yards and no gain runs. Even if it's 2 or 3 yards, that's better than, you know, 2nd and 11. You know, so that's been the big thing, and that's the battle that we're constantly having right now.
Talking about the 2nd and 3rd and longs, do you guys have to change your mindset on 1st and 2nd down and try and shorten it up so you have more options on 3rd and short?
I don't think we have to change, you know, our mindset. I think it's just a matter of producing, you know, getting those yards. When we have those first down runs, getting a handful of yards. You know, when we have those passes, making sure that he has time, Eli, to get it off and then get completions. Obviously, in the NFL, it doesn't matter who you're playing. It's going to be very tough if you're consistently in 3rd and longs.
It seemed early in that game, you guys were – Eli was getting out the ball quick, and you guys were making some things happen. Moving the ball, it didn't turn into points, but you guys were moving the ball. Is that sort of a, you know, something you're concentrating on?
You know, I don't know in terms of, you know, if the play calling or anything like that's different. I just kind of do what I'm told. But, you know, we had some balance early on. You know, we were able to get those runs that you talked about earlier, and I think that that makes things a lot easier on our offense. You know, when you become one-dimensional, it becomes very difficult to do anything.